Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Tuesday morning, July 22, 2025, and we have a great mix of environmental and energy headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
State Roundup. Maryland defends permit for offshore wind farm. What happened to Moore's support for reparations bill? The daring audit that sparked a reckoning over deaths in police custody. Maryland Department of the Environment is standing by the permit issued for a wind farm off Ocean City despite a challenge from the EPA. Governor Wes Moore's support for a reparations bill is in question after whispers suggest a change of heart. Maryland State Police are investigating the death of a 30-year-old inmate at North Branch Correctional Institution. An audit revealed that deaths in police custody should have been ruled homicides. Maryland continues to invest in electric school buses despite previous failures. President Trump's administration will release funds for before and after school programs benefiting 25,000 Maryland school children. Vice Admiral Yvette Davids faced challenges during her tenure at the U.S. Naval Academy. A lawsuit against Montgomery County Public Schools by an Islamic group can proceed. Beto O'Rourke urges Baltimore Democrats to mobilize for the 2026 midterms. Resistance rooted in fear and prejudice hinders efforts to expand drug treatment services in West Baltimore. FBI agent Eduardo Valdivia of Gaithersburg was found guilty of sex offenses after posing as a tattoo artist to lure young women.
Trump administration policies pose threats to Maryland's ambitious climate efforts. The Trump administration's policies are posing threats to Maryland's ambitious climate efforts. Federal funding cuts are impacting flood prevention in communities like Crisfield and research institutions across the state. President Trump's efforts to repeal state laws addressing climate change are replacing federal incentives for clean energy sources. Federal environmental agencies, including many in Maryland, are facing layoffs. This shift in federal climate policy is hindering Maryland's environmental and climate initiatives, potentially setting them back years. State officials are grappling with budget deficits and worsening weather patterns, like the Chesapeake Bay's health downgrade. The federal government's abandonment of support is forcing the state to find new ways to cover spending on climate projects, leading to increased fees and reduced grants. The Maryland-based Choose Clean Water Coalition warns that funding cuts could have a major impact on the state's climate restoration efforts. Trump's recent One Big Beautiful Bill Act removes incentives for clean energy and could challenge Maryland's Climate Solutions Now Act of 2022. The state's energy landscape and local control could be dramatically affected by federal executive orders targeting clean energy programs and wind energy projects. Federal and state agencies have not only lost funding, but also personnel, impacting Maryland's ability to carry out environmental work. The UMD Center for Environmental Science has implemented a hiring freeze due to federal cuts, while the EPA announced a significant reduction in force. Maryland is home to a large number of federal workers, including scientists and researchers, who play a crucial role in overseeing and funding the state's environmental projects. As Maryland navigates these challenges, state officials are making strategic decisions amidst rapidly evolving events.
Activate Capital invests in XNRGY. Activate Capital and XNRGY Climate Systems, known as XNRGY, have announced a strategic investment by Activate in XNRGY, a leading North American manufacturer of sustainable air handling and liquid cooling technologies. This investment will support XNRGY's growth, expand its manufacturing presence, and accelerate the delivery of next-generation cooling solutions for data centers and critical infrastructure. XNRGY recently opened a new 275,000-square-foot manufacturing facility in Mesa, Arizona, with plans for a 1 million square foot innovation campus. The facility, operational since May 1, 2025, enhances XNRVI's U.S. capacity to meet the rising demand for efficient thermal management solutions, especially in hyperscale data centers. XNRGY's liquid cooling platforms offer advanced energy efficiency, reliability, and scalability designed by a team of experienced HVAC engineers to meet the high operational standards of modern data infrastructure. Activate Capital's investment reflects their commitment to supporting transformative companies like XNRGY that are shaping the global digital economy through high-efficiency critical infrastructure.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7, PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.